Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 6:43, Brack Hunter.
Hey, top of the morning to you.
Gonna be a great day.
It really is. You know, it's Friday. Probably not going to be the nicest day.
No, it's pretty.
It's
going to
be a great day. That's different.
I am right on the fence of just going and buying one of those Oculuses today.
Dude, come on.
I know.
Pull the trigger. I need to. How many more people need to convince you?
Like, I know. Well, like, looking at the forecast, supposed to rain pretty much all day today. Cold, crappy rain. Rain tomorrow.
Outside, can you?
I think snow on Sunday. So it's like, man.
Is it really going to snow on Sunday?
I think we're supposed, not nothing that's going to stick, but it's supposed to be like that lake effect that we usually get. So
There you go, man.
I'm so much with it. I'm really nervous.
You can go fishing.
I'm going to become addicted.
You can go sit in a theater with all your friends and look around and watch movies.
I don't even like going to movies with you now.
The bowling game I heard is incredible now.
Yeah.
They were just talking about this one. So, you know, the racing game? Actually, it's funny you bring that up because I'm reading up on this right now. You know that racing game I got with the wheel?
Yeah.
We race around? Yeah. So now they have it for the VR. So I can connect the VR to the racing wheel and do it. Now you're looking around inside of the car. People have to take it off like mid-race, they say. Dude, it's too much.
Why don't we just go to an empty parking lot and set up some cones and race around that way? That's fun,
I mean,
too.
That's the way to do it. But do you have cones? Do you have an empty parking lot?
Surprisingly, I do have cones. I don't know why I have cones, but I got the cones, so I got that part. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know yet. I'll see. We got to move on. We can't talk about this all morning. I know you want to, but
your mom's got some cones.
You son of a bitch. Let's do rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, your grandma's got some cones. How about that?
Hey.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Maybe you did some racing in an empty parking lot and you messed up your car. Take it to AIR. They'll get you taken care of. Some quick hits for you. Good news. Korn will be back on February 4th with their 14th album, Requiem.
Oh,
dude.
Nice.
I love Korn so much.
Korn. You know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be, I wonder how this one's going to be because sometimes it's never like in between. It's either like a hit or a miss with Korn.
They've already released the first single. It's a song called Start the Healing, and you can check it out on YouTube, and it is dope. Dope, son.
Have you heard it? You've heard it?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Okay. It's Korn through and through. I love it. So, check that out. February 4th. Speaking of more new music, Jack White has two new studio albums coming out. Fear of Dawn is out April 8th. Entering Heaven Alive is out July 22nd, so we still got a little bit. But Jack White back in the studio, two full studio albums coming in 2022. Mm-hmm. So we got new Korn, two new Jack White albums. This new year is already looking pretty good, man. If that's all we get, right. I think that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep. I'm excited for the Korn. Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Go check it out. Sure. Yep, Start the Healing is what it's called. So very excited. Some new releases coming up in the new year. Lastly, in your rock news, well, Michael Stipe took part in Pitchfork's 5-10-15-20 series, where artists pick out songs or albums that help shape them starting at age 5 and jumping ahead every 5 years after that. Here are some highlights from what he chose. 5 years old, The Beatles. Pick that one. 15 years old, Patti Smith. 20 years old, The B-52s. 25-year-olds, R.E.M., picked one of his own, but that's all right. He can do that. A 30 years old Nirvana and 45 year old Madonna. Read all his selections at Pitchfork. I think that's an interesting concept. You know, every 5 years. However, I don't think at 5 would be the hardest one for me. It'd be like Barney. Oh, I love the Barney album. You know what I mean? I don't know what I would pick for 5, but around 10, 15, that's when I really got AC/DC was like the first rock band I was exposed to, and I think it was For Those About to Rock was the album that was the first one that I got from my cousin, and blew my mind. I wasn't the same after it. No. So.
Wow. That is interesting.
Yeah. What was one for you? Would you probably had like Milli Vanilli or Wham?
Definitely Milli Vanilli. You know, I'm going to go with Milli Vanilli. That's
good stuff.
Be my answer.
Good stuff.
I love Milli Vanilli.
You would. So there you go. If you want to check that out again, Pitchfork is the place that did it. You can see the full lineup there. But all right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
on this day in rock history. November 12th, 1976, Queen's single Somebody to Love was officially released in the UK. Awesome song.
Great song.
I wish I could find somebody to love. I wish you could.
Well, good luck. First Hunter, off, start with a shower. Start with a shower.
Hunter.
That'll help.
Hunter, huh? could you be somebody to love?
You know what? It's Friday. Hell with it. I already got a little booze in me.
I already got a little buzz going. That morning screwdriver. That morning mimosa. All right. There you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair.
We'll be back. Camping? You want to do some camping?